10:25 a.m. and you're on the Rocky Mountain Radio Links WB5YOE repeater.
This is the ground confirmed solid burn. The payload is in descent. N0LP, EOSS ground station. Copy. Alpha, this is the ground station. Confirm burn.
WA0GEH10KK, sir.
N0KK,
sir. Okay, the predicted touchdown point is 29.5, 43.
29.5, 43.
Affirmative, and you're pretty broken, but affirmative. Copy that last, but I'm standing by N0KK's up.
Alpha, this is the ground station. Alpha, this is the ground station.
Ground station, Alpha, go ahead.
Marty, we've done a little looking at the beacon on 144.34, the Merle beacon. It looks like we're getting a good CW call on that. We're getting a good tone for tracking, but the APRS packet seems to be very weak. N0LP.
Okay, very fine. Are you getting, are you able to decode that packet?
No, we're not. We're relying on the big blue APR, the big blue telemetry signal, and that's kind of sporadic for tracking the payload. Looks like it's coming down a little slower than we expected, but nothing really unusual. We're having trouble decoding the APRS packet that comes off of Big Blue, however, and both us and the UK guys, N0LP.
Okay, we'll everyone else.
You're getting a little scratchy. You might try to find a higher place. I know you're sitting, but suddenly you're getting a little scratchy in the repeater. N0LP. Ground station will be there in just a second. Hold on.
The UK ground KG4 YLI.
HM, if you guys need any GPS data, we're getting it soon. It's over here. We'll see if I can use
it. Yeah, when it started down, we got a lot better signal as well. We've been moving our antennas around a little bit, and it looks like we're getting pretty good data. But I imagine when it gets lower, we'll stop getting it, and you'll keep getting it, so we may call you back. Over.
Yes, we're only about 50 miles from it, so...
Yeah, the balloon is, the parachute is apparently only about 60 miles from us, so it must be close to you guys. What does your software show for a range from you?
It's 34 miles.
Breaking broken up. I couldn't hear the response there.
It's about 30 kilometers, so that's 19 miles.
So maybe you guys can recover it. Hey, we'll get back to you if we lose a lock, but otherwise just keep watching it. KG4YLA out.
Okay,
can you
help
Marty out?
Okay, thanks.
Good idea. Rick, can you
go to the end? Yeah, 825. I have a grid for that. Minus 2.4, 38.1.
Oh. Really? Okay, we'll go with that. Yep, I guess that makes sense. Thanks, Rick. We're going to take another bearing at 840, if you don't mind, and just log that one. Appreciate it.
They all get locked automatically. M0KKZ, stand by.
M0KKZ, we're 45,000, across road 52, southeast of Raymond.
Alpha, this is the ground station.
Alpha, go ahead.
At 38 minutes past the hour, Marty, the grid was 7,38 at 38 after the hour. The altitude is 40,000 feet, N0LP.
Okay, very good. Looks like it's moving pretty quickly. Thank you for that. 7,38. Station Bravo, Station Charlie, we're looking for bearing for you at the 840 mark. Oops, sorry about that. Somebody is going to get absolutely. Apparently we're getting, one of our stations out here is now getting valid data from Merle's packets.
That's great. Super. We may call on that. We were getting a weak signal, so obviously you're getting better data. That's great. Thanks, Marty.
WHO-GH clear, QSY.
Alpha, this is the ground.
That's Alpha, go ahead.
Okay, Marty, at 43 past the hour, the balloon was at 31,400 feet, grid 17.540 at 43 past the hour.
It's moving out pretty quickly, we see.
Roger that, sir.
Okay, thank you very much. 850 is our next target.
I'm in 1AFA in chase.
Station, go ahead, sir.
Can someone give us GPS coordinates at the moment so we can link back up here?
Roger, let me give you 1:43 past the hour. That's the last one we got. Copy?
Roger, 43 past.
40 degrees north, 36.5 minutes, minus 103 degrees in 32 minutes. It was at 31,400 feet. Copy?
Copy all. Thank you.
N0LP, clear.
N1LP, clear.
Alpha, this is the ground.
Alpha, go ahead.
Mr. Marty, I got another position report for you. It's 48 past the hour, about 2 minutes ago. The balloon was at 23.41,
and it was at 23.500 feet, 10-0 LP.
23.41, thank you very much. WE0GDH, 10-0 KKZ. 0KKZ,
Texas,
North Florida. Could copy that, Marty, but the balloon is approximately 5 miles west of its predicted touchdown points right now. Oh, not 5 miles west. It's 5 miles west of where it was predicted to be right now. So that should translate out to the landing also. Just copied the thanks for that, and the rest I couldn't read. Enter, okay, keep that.
VLWDK ground to EOSS ground.
EOSS ground station, go ahead, sir.
VLWDK ground. Just to let you know, we're still receiving packet and telemetry GPS data. If you need real-time updates, we can supply you with that for now anyway.
Thank you very much. We'll keep that in mind. Andy's still pulling them out of the ether. I think he invents them sometimes, but we're getting good back. I think you've got the antenna pointed down now. N0LP, USS ground station.
Very good. All right, KG4VLW, UK ground.
Radio links WB5YOE Spa Mountain repeater.
So this is the ground. Marty, 55 position report, 55 past the hour. The balloon was at 28.43 at 14,750 feet. We did a descent calculation, should be on the ground at 03 past the hour. 03 past the hour prediction, N0LP.
Very good. We'll be taking a bearing in less than a minute here. And in addition to that, we'll take an element of 10,000.
KG4VLW, 10-0LT.
KG4VLW, UK ground, go.
Sir, when you think you've got the last packet off that thing, if you could call me and give me a latitude, a longitude, an altitude, I'll try to do another landing prediction for our team, if you would, sir.
No problem. We're still receiving packet full scale, so it might be a few more minutes.
Roger, roger. Thank you. N0LT.
From KG4VLW, UK ground.
KG4YLM, are you on frequency?
WA0GEH, clear to us, Mark. M0KKZ is WA0GEH.
0KKZ.
That last one is pretty darn close, but very nice. WA0GEH.
Okay, glad we could help out. And don't forget to have somebody walk out with a GPS and get a fix. And we'll work on the flight recap. I'm sure okay, KKZ.
Very good. You ready to copy the land log?
Ready to copy.
Okay, it's 40 degrees. And in minutes, 40.8. And it's 103 degrees west. And minutes, 18.9.
Copy 40 degrees, 40.8 minutes. By 103 degrees, 18.9 minutes. Thank you.
You're very welcome. WA0GH. Do we have all the tracking numbers? Oops, okay. US line, WA0GH.
This is the ground station. Marty, you're a little broken up on me, sir. You said something about Bill, and that's all I got. N0LP.
Okay, we have not located Bill yet. Can somebody confirm he's on his way back to the site? Contact him by cell phone. Contact him by cell phone.
Roger, stand by. AG4VLWK ground.
There they are.
You're very broken up. Can someone relay? I can't bring him out of the noise there. He asked you if you got the position of the landing. Do not have the position of the landing. Have last known position. Stand by and I will give you the lat long of the landing point if you want to go there. Are you ready to copy? Stand by. Please go ahead with with landing position. 40 degrees north, 40.8 minutes. 103 degrees west, 18.9 minutes. A bit more information, it's at the intersection of road 14 and road 29. If you can tell us where you are, we might be able to give you some routes on how to get to the landing position. All right, we're pretty close to exit 80 off of I-76.
Stand by one, sir. If you want to go to the landing site, you guys need to go up to exit 115. Copy, 115, over.
Ground station, this is Alpha.
Hold a second, UK ground station. Go ahead, Alpha, this is the ground station.
I'm sorry, I don't know somebody there. We'll be out of touch a little bit. We'll be on the move here. Do you need anything else from us for the next 10 minutes or so?
No, but we're probably going to vector the UK ground guys who are down at exit 80 up to the landing site. Copy?
Yes, if you, you're in contact with them and you can do that, is that correct?
Hey, Roger.
Okay, very good. That's road 29, if you haven't heard that already. Highway 14, northbound road 29, about 3 miles.
Hey, Roger. Break with you. The UK ground station guy, sir, are you still there?
Sure, GJ, moving.
UK ground still here, go ahead.
Sir, we track you at exit 80. You need to get up to exit 115. 115, that's Route 63, copy?
Exit 115, Route 362.
Route 63, copy?
Copy.
When you get up there, go to the north, and you'll go across the river. And when you get on the other side of the river, you need to try to go southeast and get on, just a second here, I'm looking. You need to get on road 16 and a half, which I know sounds crazy as hell, but it's road 16 and a half, and it's very close to where 63 runs into 6. Go west on 16 and a half to road 29, road 29. Go north on road 29 to road 14. Over.
What was the last, road 29 north to road what? 14?
14, sir, 14.
Copy, road 14.
When you get in that area, why don't you switch over to the Sterling repeater? Do you have that frequency?
Copy, Sterling repeater, 145.295, no PL.
Correct, sir. In fact, you might be able to go over to that repeater right now and just call Alpha, that's WA0GE8. He's probably off this repeater right now, but as you start to get close to Sterling, you probably come up on that repeater and he can fine-tune the directions. Over.
No problem. We'll right now we're running a couple of things, so we will do that, though, once we get settled and on our way. I had a radio problem there. Would you give me the last transmission again, please? Okay, yeah, we will call Alpha on 145.295 once we get underway. Roger, sir. 10-0 LP, EOSS Ground Station.